Do you understand how amazing it is to hear that from an adult? Do you know how amazing it is to hear that from anybody? It's one of the simplest sentences in the world, just four words. But they're the four hugest words in the world when they're put together. You can do it. I can do it. Let's do it. We all screamed like maniacs as we ran out of the locker room and onto the basketball court where 2,000 maniac fans were also screaming. The Reardon band was rocking some Led Zeppelin. As we ran through our warm-up layup drills, I looked up into the crowd to see if my dad was in his usual place, high up in the northwest corner, and there he was. I waved at him. He waved back. Yep, my daddy was an undependable drunk, but he'd never missed any of my organized games, concerts, plays, or picnics. He may not have loved me perfectly, but he loved me as well as he could. My mom was sitting in her usual place on the opposite side of the court from Dad. Funny how they did that. Mom always said that Dad made her too nervous. Dad always said that Mom made him too nervous. Penelope was yelling and screaming like crazy too. I waved at her. She blew me a kiss. Great, now I was going to have to play the game with a boner. Ha ha, just kidding. So we ran through layups and three-on-three weave drills and free throws and pick and rolls. And then the evil Wolpin at five came running out of the visitor's locker room. Man, you never heard such booing. Our crowd was as loud as a jet. They were just pitching the Wolpinet player some serious crap. You want to know what it sounded like? It sounded like this. Boo. We couldn't even hear each other. I worried that all of us were going to have permanent hearing damage. I kept glancing over at Wolpinet as they ran their layup drills, and I noticed that Rowdy kept glancing over at us. At me. Rowdy and I pretended that we weren't looking at each other. But man, oh man, we were sending some serious hate signals across the gym. I mean, you have to love somebody that much to also hate them that much too. Our captains, Roger and Jeff, ran out to the center circle to have the game talk with the refs. Then our band played the Star Spangled Banner. And then our five starters, including me, ran out to the center circle to go to battle against Wolpinet's five. Rowdy smirked at me as I took my position next to him. Wow, he said, you guys must be desperate if you're starting. I'm guarding you, I said. What? I'm guarding you tonight. You can't stop me. I've been kicking your ass for 14 years. Not tonight, I said. Tonight's my night. Rowdy just laughed.